Thank you. Good morning. Dallas and I have been members of Shalimar Methodist Church since 1992. Raised our daughters here, so we've been faithful members. We own a hair salon. Some of you might know that. Some of you don't. So I've got about 400 to 500 people every 6 weeks that I actually witness to, and it's a blessing. The one thing about the fast that we discovered, Dallas and I, was back about 5 years ago. We needed to heal from the death of our son, and we decided that fasting was the way to do it by the Bible. It tells us how to do this. Daniel, Esther. So we got into the Bible deeply, fasted, healed. God allowed this for us so that we could move on, even though we still have a hole in our heart, and we know that Dal is in heaven. It's still a tough thing to go through. So with fasting, it gives you the need and want to get closer to God. A lot of people don't know anything about fasting, and it's clearly in the Bible, just like tithing. You fast and pray, and the words from God will come to you. Also, fasting is medically, it's UC Berkeley. They did a study on fasting. Fasting can heal your good cells, get out bad cells. That's why when we give up caffeine, sugars, carbohydrates, that is false energy, that when we give those things up, and a lot of people can't, and of course, I ran a headache the first day I gave up caffeine, as sure as you all who have done the same thing. It is a hard thing to do, but you're doing it for God, not for you, for God. And so the medical aspects of fasting, it takes your good cells that is searching for extra energy, and it's going after the bad cells. And that is going to be a healing process for people that have cancer, autoimmune disorders, things that your body cannot fight off on its own because you're always giving it false energy. Well, I know that in this church that Dallas and I have spoke many times in small groups about our fasting, and a lot of people have never done it before. So that's why we, with Pastor Philip and Faith and Brian, that we wanted to bring this as a study to the church. It's a healing process for anybody who's gone through anything bad in their lives. It gives you the ability to really give up things in your life and giving it to God, giving your mornings to God, whether it's fasting from food, whether it's fasting from the TV, from the internet. It gives you a broader, open mind to give more to God. And that's what we're all here for. We've encouraged our daughters to do it, and I'm hoping that Cammie is watching this live stream right now from Denver, Colorado, and that's an hour earlier, so, and she has a toddler, so we know sleep deprivation is on her every day. We have always prayed and fasted. We've always done through Lent. We've always done the 40 days. And when Dallas and I have something on our heart and we know that we need an answer from God, we will do a three-day fast. So that for some people might be easier. But the 21 days really is not a big deal. It is a big deal because you're giving it to God. But it's not as long as the 40 days. The 40 days is a long time. But if Jesus Christ could go through the desert for 40 days, I think we can do the same thing. So when you are fasting and you're praying and you're sharing with others, put on a good face. You want to be that light that shines for God. You're going to be out there giving your testimony to people that don't know you. When I go through the grocery store, I always have a smile on my face. It does not matter how rushed I am. I'm always looking for what I need with a smile on my face. And I want people to look at me and say, wow, I want what she has. Whether I've had a good day or a bad day, but I have more good days than bad days. So I always have a smile on my face. With your fasting for your 3 days that Dallas and I do, is we pray and we tell God, please put it on our hearts what you need. There's something going on that we cannot get our own answer for. So we need to go to Him, pray, we get our answer. It's such a beautiful thing to be so in tune with our Heavenly Father. And don't just go to Him if there's a problem. Talk to Him daily like I do. I pray every night and I thank Him for a beautiful day, for my health, for my happiness, for my journey with Him. I can honestly say that every night I pray and I thank Him for putting whatever He needs me to speak for Him into my heart, into my head, because honestly, a lot of things that come up in the day, I do not know what to say, but I allow Him to put it in me to speak His word. Since we have started this awakening fast, I've taken about 10 books down to the shop, and I have spoken about it, and people want to know. They're excited. So I have passed them out to other people in this, not our congregation, but into the town, whether they live in Navarre, Destin, Valparaiso, Niceville, and they're taking it out and they're reading it. And I tell them, it's yours for free, but you have to read it. And if you're not going to read it, then you owe me money. And they have assured me that they are going to read it. I'm a very blunt person. People look at me and they go, well, she's not a nice person, but she's very blunt. And they appreciate that because I will tell them the honest truth. And so as we go through these, I don't even know how many more days. We're on the fourth day, so 17 more days. It has not been a struggle for me or for Dallas, because we've done it so many times. And I am so thankful that we have such a large body of people that are excited about doing this. It is a very spiritual awakening that a lot of people have finally figured out that this is the way that your life should be. And it's not just through Lent. It should be a very everyday experience. And I just wanted to be able to have this opportunity to share my testimony with you. And I know that we're all blessed, because I know I'm a blessing and I'm blessed. And I want everybody to go out to be a blessing and be that light that shines for the Lord. Thank you.